This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Government decides to endorse recently issued ordinances through fast track. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only claims to have received positive responses on government issued ordinances. Martyrs' Day being observed today, President and Vice President exchanged best wishes on the occasion. Energy Minister Deepak Kharka vows sustainable energy development along with net zero carbon emission. Stakeholders emphasize on mobilization of green finance for renewable energy promotion. And 15 worshippers killed in crowd crush at India's huge Kumbh Mela festival. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to endorse the recently issued ordinances through a fast track. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday agreed to proceed with the endorsements of documents through a fast track by the Federal Parliament's winter session commencing on the 31st of January. According to Government Spokesperson and Communication Minister Prithvi Subha Gurung, the Cabinet decided to formulate regulations to implement the ordinances issued by the President that have now been registered in the Federal Parliament. The Communication Minister defended that it is the constitutional right of the Government to introduce an ordinance on a need basis. The Cabinet meeting also decided to observe the Martyrs' Day today by organizing various programs. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has presented the bill related to operation, use and regulation of social sites in Parliament. The bill has been presented in Parliament in accordance with the decision taken by a meeting of the Council of Ministers held on the 20th of January. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says positive responses have been received about the recently issued ordinances by the government. Addressing the parliamentary party meeting of the CPN-UML yesterday, Prime Minister Oli reiterated that ordinances were brought to create an enabling environment for retaining youths in the country, ensure effective public service delivery and create business-friendly environment. The Prime Minister said that 29 laws were amended from the ordinances and the replacement bills would be brought soon in the winter session of the Federal Parliament. On the occasion, the UML's parliamentary party leader and the Prime Minister asked the UML parliamentarians to present themselves on the basis of fact and logic, being more restrained and responsible. Martyrs' Day is being observed today in the country with various programs to honour those who sacrificed their lives for the country. The week-long commemoration, coordinated by Kathmandu Metropolitan City since 2012, pays tribute to those who fought for liberty, freedom and democracy at different times in history. The day specially marks the sacrifice of the four pioneer martyrs, Sukrara Sastri, Dharmabhakta Mathema, Gangalal Shrestha and Dasharath Chand, who fought against the then autocratic Rana regime. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podel has said that moving ahead towards fulfilling the aspiration for development and prosperity alone would be a true tribute to the martyrs. In a message of best wishes he gave on the occasion of the Martyrs' Day today, the head of state stated that true condolences to the martyrs would be to move forward towards meeting the aspiration for sustainable peace, good governance, development and prosperity by means of the Federal Democratic Republican governance system achieved from the sacrifice of the great martyrs. The President expressed the belief that the Martyrs' Day would give further inspiration for sincerely fulfilling the role we all have to play from our side to materialize the aspirations of the martyrs while highly regarding their sacrifices. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav said that the valor of martyrs is the inspiration for all for building a prosperous nation. The Vice President, in a message of best wishes on the occasion of the Martyrs' Day today, said the courage of the martyrs was an inspiration for all to build a socially and economically firm, strong and developed country along with a self-reliant economy. Likewise, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, in a message, said that paid tribute to the martyrs who laid down their lives in different types of movements at various times for the rights of the country and the people. The Business Advisory Committee of the House of Representatives has determined the agenda for the House meeting scheduled for coming Friday. A meeting of the committee presided over by Speaker Devaraj Khemere yesterday fixed the possible agenda of the meeting. As per the committee's decision, the ordinances to be presented in the Parliament on the first day of the winter session are the Ordinance Amending Some Nepal Acts Related to Cooperatives, the Ordinance Amending Some Nepal Acts Related to Promotion of Good Governance and Public Service Delivery, among others. Minister for Energy Deepak Khadga has stated that the government was advancing in a planned way to build a foundation for resilient and low-carbon economy, pursuing a sustainable and inclusive energy development. At the Energy Transition for Resilient and Low-Carbon Economy Summit 2025 in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Khadga said the government was implementing the plans of risk reduction in development projects, increase internal power consumption and energy export promotion. Likewise, Development Director at British Embassy in Nepal, Pippa Bird, laid emphasis on mobilization of green finance for the promotion of renewable energy. She stressed the need for a robust distribution system and infrastructure development for cross-border power transmission and other things for increasing access to domestic power supply. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podel assured that the professional rights and interests of nursing profession will be incorporated in the Health Service Act. Addressing the 63rd anniversary of the Nepal Nursing Association and annual general meeting in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Podel shared that the draft of the Act was in the offing. The Health Minister emphasized introduction and implementation of measures such as increasing facilities, ensuring safe working environment, reward and punishment provisions for professional and personality development of nurses and to prevent out-migration of nursing human resources. Experts have stressed the critical need to conserve the Churay region for the prosperity of Madesh. During a two-day orientation on Churay conservation and development organized at Burdibas in Madesh province, experts noted that Churay conservation is a shared responsibility as daily life in Madesh is closely linked to the Churay region. Experts also pointed out the need of clear policies for the responsible utilization of resources in the Churay region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. At least 15 people have died and many others are feared to have been injured following a crash at a huge Hindu religious festival in Kumbh Mela in northern India. The BBC quoted an official at the site as saying some people have been injured badly. However, there has been no confirmation of how many people have been injured. Announcements have been made asking devotees to avoid going to the confluence of sacred rivers to take a dip. Instead, authorities are urging people to take a dip at several other bathing areas along the Ganges and Yamuna River. Meanwhile, today's bathing ritual at the Kumbh Mela appears to be temporarily suspended following the incident. According to authorities, the Kumbh Mela is expected to draw up to 100 million people for the Shahi Snan or the Royal Bath today. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. With the general influence of the westerly winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair across the country today. Meanwhile, fog continues in the several parts of the Rai region of Madhes Lumbini and Sudar Paschim province. This is all we have for this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to endorse recently issued ordinances through fast track. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli claims to have received positive responses on government issued ordinances. Martyrs Day being observed today. President and Vice President extend best wishes on the occasion. Energy Minister Deepak Khadga vows sustainable energy development along with net zero carbon emission. Stakeholders emphasize on mobilization of green finance for renewable energy promotion. And 15 worshippers killed in crowd crush at India's huge Kumbh Mela festival. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.